Lord, speak to us in your word with issues that we can identify and in a language that we can understand, that we really glorify you in our daily lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I greet all of you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good morning. Praise God. You know there is a difference between praising God as not. I greet you with good morning. How are you? Now, I noticed that when we come around two generations apart, when I came here, I asked Sylvia where she goes to school, and she says she goes to Cooperative College University. I think this place is a university, so isn't it? There's not a college, it's a university. And another, what flashed into my mind is the vice chancellor. The vice chancellor was my student in Form 1 some many years ago. And now he's the vice chancellor of a university. It tells you that if I'm living, and I am, I'm in another generation, isn't it? Isn't it? So you can see I've been talking things which may not be applicable. But in the principles that we hold never changes. When the generation passes, the principles hold. I'm a science teacher by training. And I know that the reason why I'm able to start is because the force that I'm exerting to the ground is exactly the same force, and there is balance. That's why I'm able to start. If I exert more than the ground can hold, I'll sink, isn't it? If the ground exerts more force, I'll fly away, isn't it? So the balance is a clear issue when you are able to stand. The reason why you stand is because the force you are exerting to the ground is giving equal force. So this morning, I would like to base my topic on what we call establishing boundaries. Doing what?
Establishing
boundaries. So if I sound so much like a teacher, don't take me so much as a dictator. I am not one, but I'm trying to emphasize a point. Establishing a what?
Boundaries.
That's where I'm going to dwell on regarding our gospel reading, which is Matthew 17, verses 1 to 9, or 10, how do you get it? Where Jesus took only 3 out of the 12. Why did he take 3, not the 12? Or the 72? Those are issues. But there is a difference between where you can be and what you can do. The reason why this lesson is taken during this time, I would like to tell you a little bit. Mary has told me that. I explained something about the assurance. The Anglican Church is a very, very rigid, principled organization, whereby when you have direction, when you have a lecture like this one, it is not normally the color for all the time. There are different colors. You can have a different focus. This one, black, blue, and which other color? Gray. Yeah, four. It is has either Tier A, Tier B, or Tier C. What do they mean? When you go A, B, C, and you have followed this lecture, you have learned the Bible from the first page to the last page. Have you heard that? In how many years? Three. This is year A, there will be year B, there will be year C, and when you finish those three, they give you a complete through read of the entire Bible. And ordinarily, they normally have lessons based on an issue that is applicable to them. Have you heard it? Applicable to your
life.
Yes, because that's what it means. Now, where do we base all this? It is based on what? Who is a Christian? It's a principle. Who is a Christian? A Christian is not that one who comes to church because he was baptized or is awaiting confirmation or has been confirmed. A Christian is that one who obeys the command which is given in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 19. If you have the other part, then go up to him. What does it mean? Jesus told his disciples, go and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all the things that I have taught you. And behold, I will be with you. That is what makes you a Christian. Where you are being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you have been taught to obey the things Jesus taught the disciples. Now, the difference comes because we come from different places. We just disagree on a tradition. We disagree on a practice. And what happens? I'll go in another place and have a practice there. I'll go in another corner, have a practice there. We call those denominations, isn't it? But the basic issue is, are they Christian? Yes, if they have obeyed the great command. So a Christian is that one who has accepted to be a witness. So, I'm at the beginning of why we have the Ashes. One of the fixed dates in the calendar is Easter. Nobody can change Easter. Easter remains permanent. But the others will change. Christmas will change. The other days will keep on changing. But Easter is normally fixed. And from history, you can trace the day. I don't know whether you know that. If you want to celebrate Christmas two times, you can celebrate it here, cross the border to Ethiopia, and you celebrate Christmas in 2 weeks after. You know that their Christmas is 2 weeks after our Christmas. How many know that? Ethiopia have a different date when they celebrate Christmas. We have a different date. But when it comes to Easter, all Christian churches have a fixed date. Now, what happened? The last week before Easter, we call it the Holy Week. And it starts with the Palm Sunday, where people move around, and I know you do, you walk in the street carrying what? The palms, isn't it? You are in the street carrying pounds and you sing.
There are places where they have no pounds.
I grew up in a place where I only knew pounds in the theory, because I had never seen that way. And during the pounds started using to carry in a branch, and we didn't even are carrying the pounds. The pounds started. The people who are singing, they were going on singing Hosanna to the one who is coming in the name of the Lord. And they were singing joyfully as they moved. What happened when they got to pray the Lord? When Jesus was taken before Pilate, the same crowd gathered, the one who was singing Hosanna. Alright? And this time they were not singing Hosanna, they were saying, crucify him, crucify him. And they were excited and they go. I'm almost sure, most of you who have gone to schools, you have seen the riot students there. And many times, if you ask the students why they are rioting there, many do not have the reason. They are only the core group who started the whole thing. So, in the same manner, the crowd that was shouting Hosanna, they never knew why, but they know this man. Somebody has seen something big happen. And that's why he was in that. They sat, Hosanna, and they were carrying the power. Then on Friday, the religious leaders, the priests, the high priest, the scribes, and the Pharisees, say this man is destroying our tradition and history. He must die. And then they say, crucify him. Of course, the Roman way of punishing. If you are known to be, we call them male part. I don't know why the men say they are men. I don't know why they call them the criminals, the male part. Have you heard that or not? Have you heard it? When you are talking of the men and you are taking me the negative way, they are saying the male factor. This is the male factor. Because this criminal was like, I don't know why it is associated with the male. I don't know. You can tell me. I even started with that. Yeah. I think my rabbit is still over there. Eh? The male factor. So this one saying they have destroyed our culture. He must be crucified. And according to the Roman, of course, if you are bad, you are to be crucified and set an example so that anybody seeing what is being done will not dare do what you did. So Jesus was crucified. Now, why do we have Ash Wednesday? We are the same people. Huh? I don't know whether you remember, when I was a student, we used to read very interesting literature books. And in one of the literature books, he had a character who was giving another what he said. And because he wanted the attention of everybody, he said, hey, I have been traveling everywhere in the world, here, there, and everywhere. Men are the same kind of beast all the world over. But, you know, women, big words start coming, yeah? Typical screamers, oh, you don't know the pleasure I have to see a well-dressed Assyrian lady's civilization's last word. Have you heard that? Civilization's last? Showing that the lady is very, very important, but the men are not. The same kind of beast. We are the same kind of beast, the human. But that's the truth. On Monday, on Sunday, yes, I'm in church. I'm everywhere. I'm doing this. On Monday, I'll be the same person who will be doing things there, cursing, saying a number of things, and being involved in a number of very, very uncanny issues. That's why corruption in Kenya is still very high, despite the fact that we say 80% of Kenyans are Christians, because you don't practice. So the church somewhere got the idea, Why don't you remind the people that they carried the palms on a Sunday, it was not a Sunday, it was the first day of the week, when Jesus was entering Jerusalem, singing Hosanna. And on Friday, we say the big prosper. So those palms are normally kept by the church because we use them on the palms. And somewhere they are burnt. And we keep them in the form of ashes. So 40 days, Jesus went to the desert how many days before he started his ministry? 40 days. Moses went to the desert for how many years? 40 years before he started his ministry. You see, the 40 figure is a big deal. Even Noah. Trained for how many? 40 days. Those days. So after 40 days from Easter, we normally calculate from the Palm Sunday, we calculate 40 days backward. And where the 40 days come is the day for Ash Wednesday. To be reminded that during the Palm Sunday you carry the palm, but later you might forget and you do the wrong thing. So you are reminded this ash is made of the palm you carried during last month. Can you reflect why you are a Christian, why Jesus came? And that's what we do. For the tradition church, every Wednesday, there is what is called Lent meditation. So you go step by step for those days. Step by step, isn't it? Being reminded why, as a Christian, I should be reflecting much more why Jesus came. That is the Ash Wednesday that we will be celebrating. Today, lesson, and I have told you that the directionary is normally kept in a pattern. We find Jesus taking the disciples to the high mountain, which is in the northern part of Galilee. And he takes three with them. And when he is there, things look so good. And the disciples look, and what do they see? They see Moses, they see Elijah, and Jesus standing together. And Peter, who was the guy who speaks the whole time, Domokai, if somebody speaks, you speak before you leave. Yeah, that's the Messiah. Peter said, it is good that we are here. Let's put some shelters. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and remain here. Because things are very good, isn't it? You are feeling tired. And I'm afraid most of the time you do that as Christians. You become a Christian and you feel, yes, there is nothing as good. I lived here. So others are nowhere. The Christian, that's not a Christian. Right? Because a Christian ought to have a testimony. You are called to be a witness. A witness is the one who sees, who touches, and who feels. If you go to a court of law, you are reminded, you will not give evidence of things you never saw or heard. Or if you do, you find the lawyers jumping very quickly and they say, that is hearsay. Have you heard this word? Hearsay. A Christian is that one who has had experience and is living as a witness. So that's where the starting point is. Now, if you have to do that, you have to establish some borders. This is where my witness starts and it stops here or it goes to infinity. Are we together? I hope I'm not teaching tough lessons, right? You know, when I was teaching my mother, we used to have something that is called an ascent to it. Anybody who has had this website in fact, an asset loan is arriving where you are not so possible that you don't die. That's the same thing. When you move very, very close to number zero, you never touch zero. Nobody has ever touched zero. You know that? Nobody has ever touched zero. So even when you hear somebody telling you a zero, that means that you are untouchable. Because nobody touches zero. So we normally have what is called what? An ascent code. You come very close to zero, but it goes to a very high number called infinite. Infinite. If you want to start a unit, check when you divide one by a big number, like 1,000, 10,000, what becomes the number that you get? One divided by 1,000, what is it? Huh? How many zeros do you have? You never get to anywhere as long as that number is going up, because zero is untouchable. Now, what am I saying? I was saying, when you are a Christian, when you are a Christian, you must have a boundary. The boundary which you never cross, because you are called to be a witness. A boundary where I will not judge the other person, because I'm not a judge, but I will see the other person, but a witness for what I know, because that's what I'm called. When I'm a Christian, I will not be in a position where I will be living double standard, jewelry. You have had those who have jewelry or double speak. You know, when you want to tell somebody you are lying, you don't tell somebody you are lying, you tell somebody, you know, this double speak. Because you spoke this and you have spoken this, two of them are not working, so you are double speak. Double speak. That means that you are lying. Huh? All these days they are not like that. When I was in high school, we used to have very many things. If you are a thief, you used to say, this one is speculating. Okay? Or, if you are doing something, oh, that's a tradesman. If you are told you are a tradesman, you have some kind of characteristic. These are words that you are calling when you are in school. But there is an issue here which I wanted to emphasize. When Jesus went to the mountain, he did not take all. He took witnesses, three of them. When Moses was called on Mount Sinai, where we read in the Old Testament, he went with Joshua up to the bottom of the mountain. But a cloud covered the mountain, and it is only Moses who was called in. Individual. Individual. Christianity, we are called as individuals. Are we together? We are not called as a group. You are called as an individual, and you go in a place where it is only between you and God. The one we have learned the transfiguration, the text, I go back. We find that when they were there, Peter, John, and James were witnesses of Moses, who was the law giver, Elijah, who was a prophet, and Jesus Christ, who has come. And when they were there, a cloud came up. And note that the presence of the cloud is God appearance. That's why it is white appearance. And a voice came from heaven saying, this is my son. Listen to me. Not only my son, whom I love. Yeah.
In the Bible, there are only two places where such a voice was placed on this earth: at the baptism and at the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John witnessed that, and they were to be a witness. Although when that glory came, Peter was feeling so good, I want to remain there and remain in that kind of glory. Christianity will not leave you out there. My friend, if you say you are saved, don't think that trouble will not come your way. Don't think that sin will not come your way. Don't think that you will not experience harsh things, the realities of life. You will. But the truth of the matter is that you must be able to know where you stand and the witness you hold, despite the hardship you are going through. Those who are in school, when you fail the examination, I know some feel so bad. I don't know whether it is still the same. But when I was a student, our school certificate used to be published in the newspaper. The newspaper will carry all the names of the students who did the examination and what the grade you got. So it used to be so. And one of my classmates was a very old man. He used to be all the problems that he could be. So when the newspaper was bought, of course, in the village you are not getting newspapers. But when the examination is coming out, you send for it from any corner. And of course, the first bus that will come from town is the one who will come in the newspaper. So we are all waiting to see what we did in the exam. When the whole thing was brought up, and of course, this man in the village was known because he was very loud, he stood out, he was everywhere that could be, and he was a bully. So mostly he was fearing for being a bully. So when the newspaper came, the names are being read. This is your school, yeah. So and so got to division one, so and so got to division two, so and so got to division three, and there was one who was called general certificate. You got a general certificate. You did not distinction. It's not classified division one, two, or three. But you have a certificate. And then out of that, others don't appear. If you don't belong to any of those four classes, you don't appear. So the list was read. You know, he is reasonable. And they got to the last person in their school, in our school. His name was not there. He said, read it again. You forgot something. Read it again. And it was read. And what happened? When he got to the last, he was saying, that is the last. And he just passed. And he was cautious for a time. Because his expectation has been thwarted. He has been known to be a bully. This time, he has been in the school. And those days, being in high school was not there. It was not a simple matter. Being in high school in my days, it was not that simple. Because the rule was, when you go to class 4, only 15% of the total African number will go to intermediate school, class 5. So what happens to the inter 5? They go and beat the laborers in the separate farm and you supply them. That is a class 5. Then you go and you do up to class 8. The class 8, we are finishing the class 8 after. We are doing an examination called Kenya African Preliminary Examination. That means that, first of all, you are eliminated. The question is that it is preliminary, isn't it? When you do something preliminary, you remove the coding. So, when you do that, an another 15% is the one that you will pass. What happened to the 85% of the 15%? Are you getting the figure? I hope I'm showing you the 70. And don't worry, I'm a mathematician, so those are the words that we normally use. It is a series that are moving in another one. It is only 15% of the 15% that would go to high school. What happened to the rest? They were the cracks. They can do a number of things. They can write a letter for the Mzungu. They can do a number of things. Those were the kind of things that we were experiencing at that time. Then when you go to the high school, after 2 years, you do what used to be junior secondary. After 2 more years, you do the proper Cambridge certificate. If you are lucky, before 1962, you could only go to Uganda for any further study as an African. Only to Uganda or outside Kenya, because the Mzungu did not want an African who goes further than that. What are you talking about? I'm saying borderless are normally set. In your salvation, in your Christianity, borderless are set. When you go and you are baptized, even when you are baptized as a child, you are invited, and the parents are invited, and the godparents are invited. But when that one gets to know the Ten Commandments in their own language, the Lord's Prayer in their own language, and the Apostles' Creed in their own language, take them to the bishop for confirmation. They are Christians, they have started the devil. That is why, up to now, an African service will never, ever be an African service. If there is no creed, the Lord's Prayer, and even the Holy Communion, the Ten Commandments. Are we together? Those are borderless, which is marking who is who. Now, the rest is preliminary. You can do all other things. So here we are being reminded from Wednesday, for 40 days, we reflect. When we say Hosanna on the Palm Sunday, do we mean it, or on Friday, we will be shouting Hosanna? The same crowd. Same people. Yeah? We say, you'll find that, I think the Kikuyu language is very rich in some things. I did not learn Kikuyu language until I was classified. But I find it very rich in a number of things. Yeah? Have you heard people saying, hey, we're going on over here? No, I need more of you. Have you heard people say that? We're going on over here? No, I need. People are not the same. The borders must be set so that the principle that you hold becomes the principle that makes you a Christian. Being a Christian is being a witness. So when all those things happen during the transfiguration, Jesus told Peter, James, and John, don't tell people of the vision you have had until the Son of Man has been risen from the dead. So what was the whole significance? It is the assurance. If you got to know somebody so trusted, and I have given you the example of my classmate who thought that he was everything because he has gone to the high school and no, he has passed the, we used to call it common entrance examination. He has passed the common entrance examination. He has passed the CAPET, the African preliminary examination. And now, when it comes to the MGS school certificate, he's not graded. He cannot be graded because his performance is other performance. Right? Other performance. My headmaster, who used to be a very great, Zoom, ex military man. He used to say, in this school, I have a number of people, but I have one who is both my joy and misery. You see, somebody is his joy and misery. What was it? During sports activities in the school, the boy was shining. He was a good example. And you dreamt to associate with that. The whole school associated with him because of the performance, isn't it? Alright? Then come Saturday. And those people who broke the bounds of the school compound and went out in the village to do a couple of things. The first on the list is the same boy who was doing very well. So the headmaster used to do only one assembly. During the assembly, he will be leading those people who have done commendable issues. And he will also be getting those people who have done bad things to go to his office for the corporal punishment. You should get to the cave. You go there and you are reminded. If you went to them, you are reminded with a cave. You did that. And he used to tell us, you know what? I'm approaching you, the animal level. The human being listen. The animals feel. So I must make you feel that you have done something wrong. Now, my friend used to be only there on the list of the good people who have been commended. They have done the school great thing. Commendation. We used to call them the commendation. I have 5 stars. Because I have done 5 good things. Then it comes on the other list of the male factors. The male factors. And he is on the top of the list again. So where is he? Top of the list of the commendation, top of the list of the male factors. No color. So you used to say your colors are what? Your colors have gone deep. That's a language what you used to say. Christianity, my friend, Christianity, we are being reminded on Ash Wednesday. People say Hosanna on a Palm Sunday, on Friday, they say crucify. Would it be? You are here and you are Christian, and you are here and you dance nicely when it comes to the praise and worship, and you feel good. But come the other Saturday, and the special places, I don't know what you call them these days. During my days, you know, young people are not allowed to go out at night. We are going during the day. We used to have those special places open for us from 2 o'clock until 5. And we used to call them the boogies. So, on Saturday, we are out in the movies. Eh? And then on Sunday, you are on for the praise and worship. Please. The two do not match. The borderless are not being respected. We have to respect the borderless. I'm afraid we are having quite a bit of problem in the society today. And I'll tell you, because I have been very impressed by the number of men in the house. That is good. Men, you should be clapping for yourself. We are having a problem in our society. Because young men, when they go to high school, they are initiated manhood. And they are told, you know what, you are. You should not listen to a woman. What happens when they go to high school? 60% of the population of the teachers are women. Are they going to listen? Are they going to listen? They will be doing it half-heartedly. So come the NCSE then. Who will get the A? The one who listened or the one who did not listen? Who listened more?
The girl sees them before, so they will be having the A's. And what will be happening to the boys who never listen? They will be having the D's. Now, who is who? Who is telling you? The borderlands that are being established culturally, they are now devoid, if I use the judicial word, they are now don't be cheated by the big ones. Don't be cheated by that. It will not come. Establish the borderless. Because the society will be having a loop-sided kind of life if we follow that kind of tradition. The correct way is being together. Yeah? Being together. I can tell you, I went to a four-education school, high school. When I went for the university, I found myself in the UK when the sex segregation was being abolished. And the university used to have school of education. The ones who are doing education like me, there was a school of education, college for women, and college for men. By law, they were supposed to be abolished. So, the local people are not going to the men could not accept to go to the women, the college. So, a foreigner like me, where am I placed? In a women college. So, out of the total population, we were 17% men, and 83% women. You see, when you go for the tutorial classes, out of 12, because we used to have a tutorial, we'll be having only 12 people. You may be one man and 11 women. So, what kind of life are you having? That's why I'm saying I'm disadvantaged, because when they want to say something, and they are telling me it is the men who have done. The only money they are pointing, 11 fingers will be pointing at your man. And that might be me for a while. That used to be the pattern. And because of my color, being an African, you know the society out there is very hostile. You know, you are only classified as either Negro, Caucasian, or Mongol. No, these people are very discriminated. Don't be treated when they tell you that you are having this. Those people from Europe, they are the Caucasian, they are very, very discriminated. Just as if the morality don't get this respect. The Africans, they have no principle. So you have to defend yourself, you have to survive. When we are classified, we would be making what? And one of the things that the people know about is that we used to say, freedom, my freedom ends at the tip of my nose. You know, an African nose, it is not out. The Mzungu, the Caucasian, the nose comes out a little bit out of them. Huh? Have you ever seen them putting tea in a cup? They will leave a good space for the nose. The nose might touch the feet. For you, if I feel the breeze, it will not touch. So, those are issues. But the issue I'm trying to establish here is that there must be a what? A border. For them, they say, your freedom ends at the tip of your nose. Anything beyond there is not yours. In your Christianity, where does your freedom end? Your freedom ends at noon. Jesus came to save sinners from the beginning, whether you are from the Mongolian, or you are from the Negro, or you are from the Caucasian, we are all sinners. Saved by grace, the border starts. We are on another platform. We are there. And therefore, Paul said, there is no male or female. There is no circumcised or uncircumcised. Because Christ is all in all. The border is set.
you are either in or out.
My friend, you couldn't be here and you have never known whether you are in the Christianity or you are out.
The issue is simple. Accept Jesus Christ, pay the price of the cross. After he was denied by the same people who said Hosanna, and they said crucify him, to pay the penalty for sin for you and me. And when we accept it by faith, we become a different person. Taught, modeled, and kept by Jesus Christ. I'm studying because the ground is accepting the same force as I'm accepting of. Is Jesus exactly the same force that we are accepting in the living God? God help me. Thank you.